It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. Jump in on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll do Denton's Daily News coming up in about 15 minutes here. We will also have an update on something that nearly killed Anthony Haney yesterday. That's
apparently
coming your way. Yeah, so we will discuss that. We might have to call Anthony.
Wellness check, I agree.
Yeah, just to see. I think he might be around. I'll text him. So that's coming up in about 15 minutes. Jordan Ajani is going to join us at high noon. Grant Paulson at 12:30. We'll talk with Grant about training camp, but then also Major League Baseball's trade deadline is coming up. Is there any sort of real legs to the potential of Mackenzie Gore being traded by the Nationals?
So that Travis Sekora's arm just exploded. So it's been a great week for the Nats.
Great week. So we will talk with Grant about that coming up here. Max, I sent you a piece of audio. There's two things that I would like to play, but sure. I'm going to start with the one that's way more positive. I sent you a piece of audio regarding Deebo Samuel.
I have this audio.
You have this audio. Perfect. So Deebo has been a guy that we have not spent a lot of time talking about because the majority of the wide receiver conversation has been dominated by Terry and Terry's contract. And there is another piece of audio that we will play about that. But I want to start with Deebo here because Deebo is getting a lot of reps as the number one guy right now because no Terry. And they're moving him around. Like, he is still very much in the learning process of this offense. You know, he worked out with the team in mini camps and OTAs, but you're still, it's a new offense. Terminology, I don't know how much is similar versus the difference between what Kyle Shanahan was doing in San Francisco and what Cliff is doing now. I would imagine terminology is different, but concepts might be very similar. He's been going up a lot against Mikey Sanders still, and Mikey is having a hell of a start to camp, albeit one day of pads, but that dude is an absolute machine. Dan Quinn has spoke very highly about Mikey. Mikey had media availability earlier this week. Listen to what he said about Deebo Samuel and getting to go up against Deebo in practice.
You and Deebo have had your fair share of battles through the first week of camp. What have you kind of seen from him, and what do you think he'll bring to the offense this year?
Deebo is Deebo, you know what I mean? Like, his, we know him for the plays that he makes on Sundays, the things that he's been doing his whole career. For me, you know, I've appreciated having him on the opposite side of me, because I just know every single rep is going to be a rep to get each and, like, get him better, get me better. And, you know, that's, I feel like that's you know, that's what I needed, was to have somebody like him who's going to push me and, you know, help me get better. You know, we've done extra things after practice, whether it's walkthrough tempo, jog tempo, it doesn't matter. Like, just every single day, like, we both have the mindset of, you know, we're gonna battle, we're gonna compete. You're gonna get better, I'm gonna get better. And what I think, you know, he adds to the offense is just another weapon. You know, he could take over a game. He's done it. So I'm super excited to see, you know, him perform this year and just, you know, get back to just playing 11 football the way he does. And I think, you know, whatever's happened in the past is the past. Him being here now, you know, you could just feel the good energy. You could see the positivity in him. And he's just excited to be here and just ready to play and just, you know, help this team win.
That's Mikey Sanders still from the podium talking about Deebo Samuel. A lot of good stuff there. There was a bit of a longer clip, but there's a lot to unpack in that clip. First and foremost, speaking on what Deebo is bringing to the offense, I'm incredibly excited about what Deebo is going to be as a member of this team. You know, I think when the trade was made, there were a lot of us that looked at it and said, well, Deebo can play in the backfield, he can do a bunch of different things, and he's going to be utilized as this Weapon X kind of player. I know Weapon X traditionally was a Brian Dawkins nickname, but I feel like he's been retired long enough to where if we wanted to graduate that to Deebo, that could be something we could do. I'm not going to ask permission from Philadelphia. They can kick rocks. But if he's going to be used as, like, this Weapon X thing, also Weapon X is Wolverine, and I love Wolverine. If he's going to be used in this Weapon X thing, like, what does that bring to the offense? And I do think there is merit to that, but in the beginning stages of training camp, without Terry there, Deebo is also showcasing that, yes, I can do a bunch of the crazy things in the backfield that this team has not had a guy to do from this position before, but it's also a little bit of a reminder that, hey, I'm really good at playing outside as well. Like, I can win matchups one-on-one. I can stretch the field with verticality and athleticism. Yeah, I'm really good at screen plays, but hit me on a deep crosser. I'm really good in that space. I can win on a go ball off the line of scrimmage and create separation. The route tree that Deebo has as a guy that would play your wide receiver two to Terry's wide receiver one, or if you just want to be a little bit more even playing field, wide receiver 1B to Terry's 1A. Deebo brings a whole nother element in terms of the route combinations, because he's a better route runner than anyone they had playing wide receiver 2 last year. His bag is a little bit deeper when it comes to route running and the ways that he can open up the field and find space in the field. They're a bunch of good to decent wide receivers on this roster. You know, Jalen Lane has showed some flashes. Luke McCaffrey has had some really good practices, and he had some really good moments last year. They're good wide receivers on here, but they do not have a lot of NFL experience in some of the nuanced things, like finding holes in the defense, when to sit down versus when to continue a route, when to break in, and all these different things. Like, it's very little things that make very big differences, and Deebo very much has those already. So him adding those to this offense is something that you should be incredibly excited about. And then what Mikey said about them working together during practice, but also outside of practice. We played a clip yesterday where Dan Quinn was talking about the unseen work that Jaden Daniels is doing. And he had given an example of Jaden walking off of the practice field early in the morning as the sun is rising, which, if you pay attention to sunrise here, that's around 5:45, 5:50-ish, so to speak, at various different points. It's a little earlier, closer to D.C., a little later in Ashburn because it's a little bit more far west. But it's around the 5:45 range. Dan Quinn's doing cardio and he sees Jaden coming off of the field. That's a great example of unseen work. But there are other guys doing this, right? And Jaden has become a leader of the franchise. I don't know if he is a leader in terms of your rah-rah speech guy, but I don't think that he needs to be. Like, when you think of John Allen in previous years, John Allen, he was ready for a pregame speech. I'm ready for it. I got my speech lined up. I'm going to get everybody hyped. We're going to go out there and play ball. I don't know that Jaden is that, but he very much is a lead by example. And when you see a guy that is hungry, like Jaden is, and constantly putting in extra work, in turn, it is going to have everybody want to match that energy and put in extra work. So when Mikey says that he and Debo are working off of the field after practice, and some of that might be in the later afternoon walkthroughs before everybody goes home, where most of the media have gone home at that point because we're not allowed to stay out there for a majority of that sort of stuff, putting in that sort of extra work to work on technique and to work on, hey, I'm reading a situation this way, how would you attack?
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
And then work together with that. We know that Mikey is a competitor. He was my favorite defensive player to watch last year because it didn't matter who he lined up against. He wasn't going to win every single rep, and there were some losses the same way that there were some wins on reps, but he was not afraid of anybody. We saw that in that first Thursday night game against Philadelphia, which is when he started to transition from the slot to the outside and say, like, all right, this is the guy. Like, we're done with the St. Juice experience. We are done with a Michael Davis experience. This Thursday night game was a showcase. Mikey can play outside, and we knew that because he went up against A.J. Brown, who had about a 5 to 6 inch height difference over Mikey Sanders still, and it didn't really matter. Mikey was not afraid of him in any way, shape, or form. And then when he matched up against Devontae Smith, it didn't matter. He was not afraid of Devontae Smith in any way, shape, or form. So we know he's a competitor. Getting to work with a guy like Debo with some of these intricacy things, that is what really, really excites me, and everybody getting in on it. So Mikey and Debo are working. We have heard from guys that are out at camp. Von Miller is working with guys that are young on the offensive line. Javon Kinlaw is working. Johnny Newton is working. Everybody is working with one another. That has not always been the case here. And that really speaks to the great culture that Washington is building. It's very easy, and I am a victim of this. Obviously, look, I got 3 hours to kill. We're going to talk the Terry stuff. And usually the Terry stuff is going to be the opening subject. That's how the sausage is made here. But there are other guys and other things going on this roster outside of the Terry thing. And to see everybody in the culture being cultivated the way that it was last year, and then the continuation from last year to this year, to where everyone realizes like there's not fights happening. Maybe there will be at some point a scuffle or so, but this is not an organization where they're fighting every single time. We've already seen fights in Pittsburgh. They went and got Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey and DK already having some issues as competitors in camp. That's not how things are operating here. They're realizing, like, when you realize training camp is something that you are supposed to utilize to just work and get better, I feel like it makes it a lot more fun for the players there, and it's a lot less grueling, and you understand that you're working towards a common goal. That has never been the case here for a long, long time. A long, long time. I don't know what training camp was looking like in the Gibbs era in the 90s, the 80s and 90s. If someone was out there working at training camp, let me know. I don't know what those look like. I know what they look like in the Ron era. I heard what they look like in some other eras, the Jay era, the Shanahan era, the Zorn. And it's different. It's just a completely different, and it's 180 from what it has been. And that's how you get better. So Mikey complimenting Debo. And that was one of the first times that Mikey, I think it is the first and only time that Mikey had done any sort of podium. So generally how that works, we get the coaches a lot, and then they kind of cycle in players. And Mikey has graduated to a podium player, which is great because he is incredibly insightful. And like that nugget is a good example of it. There is one more thing that I want to play, because as I mentioned, the Terry thing is the biggest storyline going on with this franchise right now. Dan Quinn was on the Junkies this morning, and I think this was EB. EB asked Dan Quinn about Terry McLaurin and when we are going to see Terry. He's currently on the PUP list dealing with an ankle injury. They asked Dan Quinn when we are going to see Terry on the practice field, and here was Dan Quinn's response.
Yeah, right, Jason. It's when you go on to PUP, there's an element, you know, from the first part where, you know, there's some rehab that goes. And so for Terry specifically, you know, an ankle, you know, it's not that uncommon where towards the end of a season, you know, you have that and you're dealing with a little bit in the offseason. I don't have a specific timetable on it. We're thankful that he's here and that the work's getting done. But he and Sam Cosmi, they do rehab and some days field work, some days, you know, rehab, strengthening work. And then the afternoon's meetings, and they're able to, you know, watch the walkthroughs in the evening, although they can't go through them yet. So we'll just take it, you know, step by step with he or any player really in this spot. Like, we're not going to miss anything, man, and take the next step. But I don't have a timeline to say it's, you know, 3 days or, you know, 5 days into that space. We're just going to make sure, like, he can absolutely, you know, fully be Terry and let it rip. And then we'll begin the process. And then it goes, like, then it's individual work and then some team reps. So it's kind of like a buildup to get yourself ready. At the start of training camp, that's what we did with the team. Like, we ramp up, shorter practice, a little bit longer. So when a player is coming off PUP, you really need to do the same with them because they missed that ramp up. So once that part happens, Jason will do the same thing, but I don't have a timeline of when that is yet, but that's where we're at.
I got a timeline. When pen hits paper, all of a sudden, those individual drills will be getting done.
I love this whole charade. Oh, he's on PUP. He's got to do rehab with Sam Cosmi.
He's working.
They're trying to get back.
He's working hard. He going to be up there when he gets paid. And they will ease him in. Like, that part I do agree with. They are going to ease him in to practice when he gets that contract extension or when he decides that enough is enough, which there is going to be a line in the sand at some point. I don't know when that point is, but there is going to be a line in the sand. I'm hoping that an extension is done by the first preseason game, which is next Friday. That gives us still about 9 days to get it done. I'm hoping an extension is done by next Friday. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but that is my hope. Eventually, there is going to be a line in the sand because Terry's not going to sit out of everything. You hope that line in the sand is sooner rather than later, but he's likely not going to be out there until a decision is made. Either we have gotten the contract or we are just going to play this thing out and see what happens. But you are going to ease him in there. It would be idiotic for him to just start immediately as a full participant in practice. That's just, they're not going to do that. He didn't do the OTAs. He hasn't been here for a ton. They're not going to just throw him back into the deep end and say, hey, yep, go for it. You're signed. You're good. Go.
Training wheels are off.
Training wheels are off. Go run full speed. That would be idiotic. So I think they will ease him in, but he is very much not there because that contract has not been signed, and they realize that. This is not the first rodeo of anybody in the front office. This is not the first rodeo of anybody in the coaching staff. And right now, everybody is handling this beautifully. They're saying all the things they need to say without being petty and obnoxious in front of microphones. They haven't called him Troy yet, the way that Bruce Allen was royally mispronouncing the name of his quarterback, Kurt Cousins, instead of Kirk. They're not mispronouncing his name. They're not being idiots. They're not taking petty shots at him. They're saying everything they need to. And when business gets done, everyone will hug it out and we'll go out there and we will have a grand old time in 2025. Coming up, Jordan DeJani going to join us in 20 minutes. Denton's Daily News on the way next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right, here's what's happening on Wednesday, July 30th. No camp updates for the Commanders today. They have the day off. They'll have a walkthrough tomorrow, gearing up for joint practices with the New England Patriots next week. Surely, good time to be had by all. First preseason game is Friday, August 8th. Camp injury bug is going around the league. Here are some updates. Patriots corner Christian Gonzalez left practice early with a limp. Jordan Schultz reports that he has a hamstring injury that could put his week one in jeopardy. Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely suffered a small foot fracture yesterday that could sideline him for a few weeks. He may miss week one as well. Browns quarterback hopeful Kenny Pickett has been sidelined with a hamstring injury, leaving Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders to fight out the reps among themselves. To MLB, Ronald Acuna was removed from last night's game for the Kansas City Royals. He'll head to the 10-day injured list with Achilles tightness. The Mystics last night, they defeated the Chicago Sky 103-86. Sonia Citron was hooping with 28 points on 10 of 15 shooting. She went 5 of 6 from three-point land. Meanwhile, the Nats, they fall to the Astros by a score of 7-4 last night. They're looking to get one back early today. First pitch is at 2:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 1:40 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.